We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your Friday forecast is looking pretty good. Plenty of sunshine today, a high in the lower 60s. Get your weekend outlook from Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff on air at News Radio 1080 and online at KRLD.com. Your top local stories, Friday, December 13th, American Airlines pulling the Boeing 737 MAX from its schedule now until early April, a month later than it had planned. It's just the latest delay as Boeing struggles to fix software and computers on the plane after two deadly crashes. American says it pushed back the planned return to the MAX after conversations with the FAA, the Transportation Department, and with Boeing. The airline says it could operate flights with only employees and invited guests on board before April, if the FAA certifies the plane. This morning, Dallas police investigating a deadly accident involving a pedestrian on LBJ Freeway near Forest. Police are trying to figure out if the victim was hit by a car or if they were ejected from a car. In Dallas County Court, a jury will resume deliberations in the case of a Dallas woman who is charged with murdering a man by pushing him into traffic.
The jury put in about 2 hours yesterday in the trial of 30-year-old Quantara Melton, accused of murdering 52-year-old Connolly Klein. The state says Melton pushed Klein onto Skillman Avenue near Royal last October, intending that he be hit and killed by traffic. Melton's defense lawyer argued the state did not prove intent, an element of murder. There is no lesser included charge. If convicted, the case moves to a punishment hearing with a possible life prison term on the line. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Tarrant County woman says she was sold into sex trafficking for more than 20 years, and she claims hotel chains never stepped in to stop it. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
The woman's filed a federal lawsuit against Best Western, Hyatt Hotels, and Red Lion. She says her father sold her into trafficking when she was 4 years old, then two others continued to traffic her for more than 20 years at hotels in North Texas. She's now suing those hotels, saying they made money from trafficking and failed to train employees to recognize the signs. The lawsuit says the chains may follow industry standards to prevent trafficking, but they do not enforce them. The hotels say they cannot talk about the lawsuit, but Best Western says it provides information and training for franchise owners to recognize and report trafficking. Hyatt says it takes proactive steps to identify and prevent human trafficking. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Southlake restaurant is accused of human trafficking and prostitution, and now that establishment has lost its liquor license. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has that.
The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission's Special Investigations Unit found that the owners of Dragon House Restaurant on Southlake Boulevard were using the business to hide illegal profits from an alleged human trafficking operation at a Dallas spa that they also own. Following the investigation, Dragon House voluntarily canceled its liquor license. Now, the restaurant can still stay open, it just can no longer sell or serve alcoholic beverages. Back in October, Dallas police charged the owners with prostitution and promotion of organized criminal activity following a raid at the spa in which six suspected human trafficking victims were rescued. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A 10-month-old child will remain on life support for now. Yesterday, a judge extended a temporary restraining order to keep 10-month-old Tinsley Lewis on life support until January 2nd. Originally, Tinsley was supposed to be taken off life support in November, but a similar restraining order kept her alive. Tinsley has been at Cook Children's Medical Center since her birth. She requires full respiratory and cardiac support. Doctors say the child is suffering.
She's in pain, and she's suffering as a result of the things that we're doing for her to stay alive and to care for her.
But Tinsley's mom, Trinity Lewis, disagrees. She says her daughter is sassy, full of life, and will continue to fight. The family is being represented by Texas Right to Life. The group has been working with Tinsley's family to find the child a new place to receive treatment. Dallas County Health and Human Services offering the flu shot for free to children and adults living in Dallas without insurance or who are considered low income. There are 8 clinics across the city where residents can visit for their flu shot. The CDC recommends a yearly flu vaccine for everyone 6 months and older, with rare exceptions. A clerical error results in a Dallas woman getting a $37 million deposit in her savings account, $37,203,337 to be exact. Ruth Balloon says she reported it to her bank, Legacy Bank, which apologized and, unfortunately for her, took the money back. But what if somehow she'd been able to keep that money?
First, I was going to do 10% tithing, and then I was going to donate some money, and then I would have probably invested it in real estate.
Now, she did get a screenshot of that 8-figure bank balance so she can show her grandchildren someday that she was once a multimillionaire, even if for only a day and a half. If you have a ticket to watch the Stars in the Winter Classic at the Cotton Bowl, KRLD's John Little says you are in for some fun.
The NHL's biggest regular season event is coming to Dallas on New Year's Day, and it's so much more than just an outdoor game between the Stars and Predators. If you've got a ticket, you can attend the big fan festival, and Fair Park is a perfect place to play before and after the game, because the Midway is going to be open from 9 a.m. to just before the game, and then it's going to reopen after the game. You can ride the rides like the Texas Star and the Pirate Ship and everything. Plus, a bunch of the NHL sponsors will be set up for different games you can play for prizes. There will be autograph signings with Stars alumni and lots more. Sounds like if you're even a marginal hockey fan, this one is not to miss. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Mavericks go down to Mexico City and beat Detroit 122-111. Luka had 41 in a triple-double. High school football, Pottsboro edges Brock 36-35 to advance to the state championship game. Valley View fell to Post 35-7. We have your full high school playoff preview for the big weekend at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.